According to the United Way, their mission is simple: to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good. And that triggers down to local organizations. So today we're talking about the broad range of services and needs across the Metro Atlanta area. And the president of the United Way of Greater Atlanta, Milton Little, joins us in studio. Mr. Little, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you've been at United Way Atlanta since 2007. Has the organization seen an increase in people needing help?
Oh, absolutely. Especially during the time of the Great Recession. We saw our 211 calls increase significantly. 211 is the information hotline where people can call if they need help. They can also call if they need to volunteer for help. Numbers of the calls topped out close to $400,000 calls. And that tells you when people are calling, the number for food, for jobs, to keep a roof over their head, to keep the lights on or the gas flowing, that tells you how bad it is. So it's our best barometer around the core needs in this community.
Well, the economy has sort of bounced back since the Great Recession. Have you seen a drop-off then?
You know, it's an uneven recovery. The people that call 211 are generally people who are caught up in the service economy. And so these are people who are working multiple jobs. These are not the folks who were, you know, the tech geniuses who maybe caught a little pit in the road. These are folks who have generally struggled for a very long time. And so the recovery has not really had significant impact in terms of their wages or even job stability.
And that 211, how far away are folks calling that number?
We actually cover the state on a 24-hour basis. There are 211 counterparts all around the state, but many of them are not 24-hour operations. Our operation is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so folks are here covering the calls all the time, but we also cover places like Columbus and other communities as well.
Let's talk about those services of need. Which ones seem to be the most that you get people calling about? Is it people that need shelter, emergency shelter, maybe people that need help with medical services?
It's generally shelter. Those are the number one calls, and avoidance of utility shutoffs. And then you have people who call for jobs. You have people who call for emergency assistance for family members. But topping the list is generally, how do I keep the roof over my head? How do I keep the lights on?
And how does the United Way help? Because that seems like an immediate need, but it appears to me that may not be something you can do right away.
Well, there are organizations. The beauty of how 211 works is that we can identify community resources that are close to where that caller is calling from. And so we generally give that caller maybe four or five options to consider. And then they are responsible for going out and connecting with them. But you raise an important point, Rose, that quite often it depends on when you call, how quickly and easily your needs are going to be addressed. If you called middle to the end of the month, many of the agencies have run out of resources, and it becomes a little bit more difficult for somebody to find immediate help.
You mentioned shelter. Well, we know about the plight of Atlanta's homeless population here as it continues. I want to focus on that for a minute because there are a lot of different organizations. How does United Way decide to partner with an organization, for example, that wants to help with the homeless population?
Well, the United Way coordinates something called the Regional Commission on Homelessness, and that is focused on the city of Atlanta and approximately eight outlying counties, where we bring service providers, government officials, philanthropy, and interested individuals, as well as companies together around a coordinated response to the homelessness issue. Now, that's how we best work and use that regional commission to help raise money, to identify what are the best agencies to invest in the resources, what's the best overall strategy that this community needs to launch in order to solve the problem.
And with so many different organizations, and each may have, although the mission is the same, each may have a different strategy. I want to talk about the Peachtree Pine Homeless Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We both know the plight of that shelter. Have you all worked with them? And if you haven't, why not?
We haven't worked directly with them, and the reasons actually predate me. The Peace Tree and Pine has a particular strategy that they choose to employ. The United Way and the Regional Commission is moving in a different direction, a housing first approach, where you put somebody in housing and you surround them with the services, the basic goal of the work being to transition somebody to self-sufficiency. It's just a different philosophy, and as a result, we have not been partners in the work.
Is there evidence that the organizations that you all help fund or work with, are they combating homelessness? Do you have numbers that show that homelessness is going down because of that work?
I don't have the latest numbers. The latest numbers were actually sent to HUD on Friday. But the general theme of those numbers is that they show a continuing decrease in the number of unsheltered people in our area. And so we're pleased by the progress that's being made. It's difficult work, but there's lots of evidence to say we are making a significant dent in the overall problem.
We're speaking with Milton Little. He's the president of the United Way of Greater Atlanta, been there since 2007. You have seen a lot of needs in this area for organizations that want to partner with the United Way. And you talked about strategies, and you talked about being in line with the sort of the same initiatives. What is that spelled out somewhere? What do you tell organizations about what they need to do in order to either get funding for you guys, from you all, or to partner with you?
Well, organizations can go to our website, unitedwayatlanta.org. It will identify the four principal initiatives and strategies that we focus on.
What are they?
Education. We're helping this cradle-to-career pipeline. How do you help more kids get successful in school, graduate into jobs or careers, technical college, college or technical schools? Then the next area is financial stability. How do you help people who are struggling trying to secure their current and future from an economic standpoint? How do you help them do that with jobs, career access, financial education, and the like? The third is health, promoting access to health care as well as promoting healthy lifestyles. And then the fourth is ending chronic homelessness and addressing basic needs.
You all are maybe the biggest or one of the biggest nonprofits here in Atlanta, but there are a lot of organizations working in that sector. So how do you all make sure that you're kind of on everybody's radar and that United Way is maybe the first nonprofit that folks think of when they want to give?
Well, you know, it's the community service strategy is like a jigsaw puzzle. And each of the organizations is one of those pieces. We like to think we're a big piece, but we're not the only piece. What we can do better than almost anybody else is convene. We can drive collaboration, and we can drive integration across strategies. Lots of organizations specialize in an area. We try to bring those folks across disciplines together around a systemic response to the overall challenges facing Atlantans.
What's your operating budget?
We raise about $100 million a year through the workplace campaign and other other sources. What stays in the building is roughly $15 million that goes to supporting the operations.
So outside of the operating priorities within the actual physical building, but as far as what goes out to these other organizations, how much are we looking at here out of the $100 million?
It's still, we're proud to say it's still nine cents on the dollar that stays in the building to cover our administrative costs. 91 cents on every dollar goes to the community.
It's a conversation that's been talked about. Conversation has been going on for a long time. It's about the compensation of United Way executives, and it's been the subject of a public attention. I read an article from Atlanta Unfiltered from years back. Are those questions unfair when people raise them about the compensation of United Way executives to be such a nonprofit that's supposed to just help people, and in particular your salary? Your salary has been listed publicly. You're a CEO. You understand that. Does that bother you?
It bothers me that I'm not getting what those reports say I'm getting, because they're often quite exaggerated. I think the key thing is, I don't know that it's an unfair question. United Way strives to be transparent, so we don't try to hide anything. But the important thing to know is that you want to get people in any place in this human service sector who have the skills, the capabilities, the passion to do the work. And we're businesses, and we're significant size businesses. I said United Way is a $100 million operation. You want people who can do the work, can manage the resources, can build the teams, drive the volunteers, and you have to find them in a competitive workplace where people have lots of other options. We need to find a way to get the best talent.
So let's clear it up then. It was reported that your salary in 2012 was $449,000. You say that's way off? What is the correct number?
Well, that salary probably includes health benefits, probably included some moving costs, because when I moved down here, the board agreed to pay some moving costs. Those things were folded into the overall salary picture as well. So there's lots in there that
But that you happens. Came in 2007. This number's from 2012.
That is true. 2007, remember, I came here at just as the housing market crashed.
Sure.
And so it took me actually 3.5 years to sell the house in Massachusetts. I was living in a townhouse, so the moving expenses didn't kick in until far later than any of us had anticipated.
When you look at in United Way of Greater Atlanta 2007 and now in 2015, how would you sort of grade the fiscal health of the organization since you've been president?
I think it's, United Ways are doing well. We're seeing changes in how our donors want to engage with us. The overall United Way revenue hasn't moved upward in the trajectory that any of us would like. There are lots of reasons for that, but we have certainly more than held our own and are more than delivering value to the community.
As we wrap up, Mr. Little, what do you want people to know about? Are there any bigger initiatives? Is there anything else coming down the pipeline that the United Way of Greater Atlanta is working on that maybe people don't know about?
Well, what I would say is this, that of all the work that I'm proud of doing, what we haven't done as a community is solve the problem of child poverty, haven't addressed the issues related to the opportunity gap. That's the work of what we're calling Vision 2020, the next 5 to 10 years of United Way, really focused on how can we have more significant impact in terms of child health and well-being.
And just recently, Ambassador Andrew Young and Martin Luther King III, who will be on this program later this week, are calling for a poverty czar, someone to sort of oversee the whole, which is seems like a large task, but someone to oversee all of that. It sounds like a good idea to you. Have you heard about this poverty czar?
I have. I think it's worth certainly considering. There needs to be a way to convene all of the parties and bring the resources together in a much more focused and successful way than has been the case before.
Milton Little is the president of the United Way of Greater Atlanta. Mr. Little, as always, we appreciate you coming in. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very
much.
You
mentioned Boston. You're not a Red Sox fan, are you?
Of course. To all my Boston fans,
oh,
I am, exactly. But go Braves.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Thanks for being here.